Hydrologist Aaron Hood is shuffling across patches of vivid blue ice. He and two other scientists follow a silty channel that runs between a steep mountain slope and the edge of Mendenhall Glacier.
So this last week we would have been all underwater here.
They're headed to a glacial basin known as Suicide Basin. It sits about 2 miles above the glacier's terminus. Just a few days ago, 13 billion gallons of water drained out of that basin and carved through here. Then it spilled down to Mendenhall Lake and out into Mendenhall River, which rose 9 feet in a matter of hours. It was the worst glacial outburst flood in Juneau's history. The team moved towards the mouth of the channel, weaving through small streams of water and dripping, house-sized blocks of ice that were left behind by the flood. After a steep ascent over loose boulders, they're standing at the lip of Suicide Basin. It's a deep, bowl-shaped valley, dwarfed by peaks surrounding it. On one end, the vast expanse of the Mendenhall Glacier. The glacier here acts as a dam, trapping rain and meltwater in the valley. Before the flood, it was filled to the brim. Now, it's empty. That's because when the water builds up enough pressure, it cracks through the ice. Then it works its way through those cracks, out under the glacier, and downstream to the Mendenhall River, triggering the flood. That same process has happened every year since 2011. But Hood has been studying the glacier at the University of Alaska Southeast for more than 2 decades, and he remembers a time before that.
When I moved here, there was no waterfall because it was all ice, but the entire basin was filled with the glacier, so there was no room for the water to fill up.
But the glacier is receding rapidly, in part due to human-caused climate change. So that's what revealed the basin in the first place. And as the glacier keeps melting, it continues to change the size and shape of the basin. Understanding how it's changing can help scientists better predict future floods. At the basin's edge, Hood lays out a miniature helipad and a small drone. The drone flies back and forth across the basin over the course of a few hours. It takes thousands of aerial photos to capture every crack and crevice. Even when it's empty, the basin is filled with huge chunks of ice that were left behind by glacial retreat.
So that's a big concern, is that the more all of this ice sitting in here can melt, the bigger the flood's going to be.
And scientists believe that the ice is melting faster than ever. At the same time, as the glacier melts, it's pulling back from the edge of the basin, making it wider. That means there's both more meltwater and more space to store that water. So there's the potential for larger floods. But that's only one factor that determines how bad a flood will be. Hydrologist Ed Neal of Alaska Hydroscience says the trickier part is understanding how fast the water drains from the basin.
You know, you got X amount of water. If you let it out a garden hose, it's going to take a long time to drain it. If you let it out a fire hose, it's going to take a short time to drain it.
This year, it was more like a fire hose. The water drained fast, causing a higher flood peak and more damaging flow. But the drainage channels where water comes out are buried in tons of ice. They're basically impossible to get to. This leaves scientists with an unsolvable equation. With the drone survey, they can only find one variable, which means predicting Juneau's glacial outburst floods will remain a bit of a crapshoot. What they can say for sure is that another major glacial outburst flood will come. Hood says that the threat of flooding will remain until the Mendenhall Glacier melts away to a point where it can no longer dam the basin.
This flood will probably occur for decades. It's unlikely that we would have experienced the largest flood within the first 10 years or so.
Meanwhile, extreme rainfall is becoming more frequent across Southeast Alaska. If the next big glacial outburst flood coincides with a drenching rainstorm, the damage could be even worse. So the residents who live along the bank of Mendenhall River shouldn't expect a major flood every year, but they should expect something worse in the coming decades. Because high above Juneau, the basin keeps growing. In Juneau, I'm Anna Canny.